This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
How long ago was that? How long? 2021. So we're probably focused more on the last four games than 4 years ago, I would say, probably. But we'd certainly remember that game. I mean, you know, that was something we even talked about before the game Thursday night a little bit. And it definitely was a key game kind of in the evolution of the offense. And handling zero blitz, and they still run some of those blitzes, but they're much more evolved now. I mean, they do all kind of different things, and they disguise their blitzes probably more than they used to. And he's running different variations where he's running simulated pressures. He's running, you know, four-man rushes with both inside backers coming, and he's playing man or zone behind it. And he still does the zero stuff too. So you've got to be prepared for everything.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach. That was a couple of days ago. Met with the media. Weekly Monday press conference talking about Brian Flores, who 4 years ago was the head coach of the Dolphins and went with a zero blitz philosophy against the Ravens in a primetime game, which had the Ravens all discombobulated, could not get the offense straightened out. I remember Lamar throwing helmets on the sideline, and the question was, and to John's point, well, that was 4 years ago, and he's now in Minnesota, and maybe things have I don't say evolved, but things have changed a little bit in regards to what sort of philosophies he runs with the personnel that he has with the Vikings. Because you look at the Vikings statistically, which we'll get into tomorrow in more detail, they're not all that great in a lot of categories. And they've been getting shredded a lot. But yeah. Brian Flores, you know, sometimes you go back to what was successful. As he's the DC now with the Vikings here, could he possibly go down that well again doing something that worked against the Ravens in a game in which Baltimore really struggled to get things going offensively?
The only thing I would say to that, Bob, is be careful. Lamar's a totally different dude than he was 4 years ago. 4 years ago, that probably would work, you know, and it did work against Lamar. Now, we're going to find out, but I don't think that that's going to work. Lamar's a much smarter, more aware quarterback. And, I mean, Bob, I don't know percentage-wise how much they blitzed against Detroit. It seemed like about 90% that they were bringing people. They had Goff rattled. They had them. Well, even Campbell after the game said that I didn't have my guys prepared. I mean, when that game started, they were not. I mean, they took the ball first drive down there, but then after that, they did nothing. Nothing. You know, so that defense for the Viking, I mean, as a collective, Bob, they're good. Individually, probably not so good. You know, but when they bring in the house and doing all that, they got kind of on a roll. And that's one of the biggest things, you know, To me, they're a front-running defense. And what do I mean by that? When things are going good and they're blitzing and they're, you know, they're coming, they're having fun, they're doing all that. But if you just, if you can, like if the Ravens, as soon as those blitzes start coming, if they start picking it apart or whatever, and then they you take the blitz away from them, then you can run it, then you can do everything you want on
it. Now, hearkening back to that day 4 years ago, it's a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens went in there at 6-2. Dolphins beat them 22-10. Lamar was sacked four times, threw a pick. Ravens lost a fumble, but their leading rusher that night against Miami, Lamar Jackson, with 39 yards, Devontae Freeman, Le'Veon Bell, were the run. That was the year where J.K. Dobbins got hurt in the preseason, that Gus Edwards got hurt, I think literally the next day or 2 days later, after Dobbins went down against the, or what, Redskins, I guess they were, at the time. And it was one of the more frustrating performances you saw from Lamar, because we saw him, Vinny, and what I remember most about the game, other than Tua coming off the bench to help him win, he was visibly frustrated for the first time. And I don't know if he might have been banged up a little bit because he wound up missing the rest of the year with an injury in 2021. But that was Lamar Jackson showing some emotion in a negative way.
Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of it had to do with Bob being in Miami. All his people are there. And then him not playing well. I'm sure that totally frustrated him. But I just think, Bob, this game Sunday is, to me, it's not about the defense. It's about the offense. And it's all about the offense because can they handle the blitz? If they can handle the blitz, the Ravens will be fine. If they can't handle the blitz, the crowd's going to, it's going to be loud as hell, and they're just going to be attacking, 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 you know? And that's kind of how I see this game. I see, you know, that this game's all about the offensive line, which scares the hell out of me, Bob, with all these stunts and twists, you know, because that the twisting and stuff, that's what they don't do well. I mean, that's kryptonite.
Ravens O-line.
Ravens, yeah, yeah, I'm talking about the guards and, you know, and Rosengarten, you know. So that is, and we're going to see their linebackers twisting. And I mean, Bob, they play basically with three big dudes. Kind of like the Chargers back in whatever year that was, 2019 or whatever it was.
Oh, in a playoff game?
Yeah.
They had like nine DBs on the field at the time.
Yeah. And they basically play with three big defensive linemen, and the rest of the guys are all 250 and under.
And Lamar just got sacked seven times in that game, if memory serves, including the last play of the game. But you're not worried about the Minnesota offense to any level against this Ravens defense? I mean, those two wide receivers, they could bring the heat. And we talked about it yesterday. We'll start doing keys. You want to get in, by the way, you can. Women Crush Wednesday, 410-583-1057, Vinny Hedy, Nolan McGraw. Aaron Jones looks like he might be,
kind of like Ingram the second year.
But Mason looks okay,
yeah,
the other guy.
Yeah, and you know what, Bob, I mean, when you watch, you know, like when I watched the whole game, you know, I mean, because when you look, McCarthy was 14 of 25 for 143 yards, and he was sacked five times.
Yep.
You know, so he had a couple good throws is all in the game. He ran for a touchdown on one. Otherwise, you know, he made some bad. They tried to get the ball out real quick, you know, and if they were going to throw it down the field with him, they were going to max protect, you know, and he took a shot to Addison, I think. But really, they didn't throw it down the field. They didn't ask him to do a lot of stuff. And Detroit was playing like crap. You know, I mean, Bob, Detroit, they blocked a Minnesota blocked a field goal. And then they got the ball. And then they got the ball on a fumble on what, like the 12-yard line going in. So, I mean, they had two short fields for touchdowns. So their offense really, you know, they didn't run it. I mean, Aaron Jones had nine carries for 78 yards. I think he had one long one
right
down there. But otherwise, you know, Mason had 10 for 36, you know. So I'm more worried about, because if they can get after J.J. early and just kind of get him rattled, because they're going to try to do quick throws. They're going to boot him and run him and do all that kind of stuff. I'm worried about the offense. I'm worried about the offense handling, because if they start turning it over, you know, I mean, if the O-line can't pick up all the stunts and twits, going to be in trouble. I don't care who's the quarterback.
You want to get in with this game? You can at 410-583-1057. Ravens are 4.5-point favorites. They're, as long as Lamar's the quarterback, they're going to be favored in every game, probably for the next couple of weeks, heading into even through New England, which is going to be in Baltimore, possibly going into Green Bay coming up in December. Orioles introduced their new manager yesterday, Crabbe Albernaz. We're going to talk to Jacob Calvin-Meyer, get his impressions of yesterday's press conference. And just as we got off the air, Nolan and I did the promo for today, Orioles got Andrew Kittredge back from the Cubs for cash considerations. It's a strong move. He's a reliable, high-leverage guy. Missed his first 2 months in Baltimore because he had knee surgery, if you remember.
Yep.
Got to pitch in Chicago with the Cubs in the postseason, so they get him back. Hopefully just one of many moves that Mike Elias is going to make, because they still need a closer, still need more arms in the bullpen, another starter, another thumper. They need more to help Albernaz get to where he needs to get to. Cody Ashe out. Sanders are out. Anthony Sanders, they're out. They go to Detroit. So big turnover in the coaching staff as well. So we get into all of that good stuff. Maryland's at Rutgers coming up on Saturday. Terps are trying to get bowl eligible after the great start. And we'll see how it goes. Drubbed by Indiana. Indiana kind of drubs everybody for the most part. Number two team in the country. And playoff rankings came out last night. We'll get to those in a second. But, you know, DEFCON 2 for Maryland just to get bowl eligible. And after a 4-0 start, where people, no offense, Benny, people like yourself are like, Maryland.
Yep.
No, I was like, if they even get to a bowl game, are you feeling it? 6-6? Is that making Vinny Serrato warm and fuzzy?
No.
Sure as hell is it making Bob Haney warm and fuzzy.
I mean, Bob, that's like a game like you said yesterday. Teams aren't playing. The guys who want to go pro, they ain't playing.
Yeah, I mean, they might get in at 5-7.
Yeah, that's a game where if there's 20,000 people in the stands, you're lucky. I mean, you know, I heard Locks in his press conference yesterday. He's kind of defensive, you know, saying that we're building something good here. I mean, damn, it's been 7 years. You know, like, this is not the same old Maryland. He was doing all that stuff. And he said, hey, he says, the way we played Saturday, he says, if I was a fan and I was sitting there having a couple beers, I'd be yelling the same thing, fire Locksley. You know?
Well, I wasn't yelling that on my... I wasn't in the couch, I was on the dining room table, but I was sucking down beers, and I wasn't real happy with what I was seeing. But James Franklin's probably going to get the Virginia Tech job, right?
That or all, I mean, here, Auburn, but yeah, Virginia Tech is the way it sounds.
Yeah, but either way, now he's coming in to where he recruits well anyway, and he's at Va Tech. You don't think he's going to come in for the Mathises and the Stewarts and the Maliks and everything
absolutely.
Else? Come on, man. And we'll talk more with Jim Smith about this tomorrow, who told us on this program, we can deal.
We will not be outbid.
Yeah, so we shall see. But we got a lot to get to. You want to get in, you can. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. It's Vinny, Eddie, Bob, Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Let's do it. 105.7 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yesterday in the NFL. Now, Sauce Gardner going to the Colts for two ones. And Adonai Mitchell happened as we were getting off the air.
Mm-hmm.
But then Quinnen Williams goes to Dallas, too. So, Jets, so much for that young core they were trying to cultivate. Instead, they're going for the draft picks in a big way.
Yeah, you know what, Bob? I mean, when you really look at it, I mean, if you're a new GM, new coach, and they've been with those guys now for what, eight games, and they're like, we're 1-7 with these guys, and we're paying them a fortune. You know, we're better off starting over, you know, because so, number one thing, they need's a quarterback, and now they got, four ones or five ones.
You know, got eight first and second round picks over the next 2 years.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's up to them to do some damage with their picks, and they'll get their quarterback and, you know, create some excitement. They'll have cap room, which you don't want to spend, you know, right away. You want to wait a year or two. And it's the same thing that Detroit did, Bob, when Aaron Glenn first got to Detroit. You know, well, they got the quarterback, but then, you know, they had all those draft picks and they hit on, you know, all those picks and, you know, with Gibbs and with Hutchinson and all those guys. So, I mean, that's kind of what they're doing. And I don't blame them for it. I would have traded Breece. I would have traded anybody else I could have, too, and got more picks.
So the Jets, they're lost cause, at least for 2025. They have the Browns coming up this week in the least likely to be watched game outside of Cleveland or New York, unless you got money on the game, which always gives you a rooting
that
interest.
Jets locker room, they're going in there like, you know, packing their bag. You know, I mean, we're done. You know, I mean, they've thrown in the towel. You know, management and ownership have told us what we're doing. We're starting over. So, I mean, yeah, Cleveland will have a chance.
If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Pick your songs, as we said, for Woman Crush Wednesday. Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner, joins us at 11. Get his thoughts on the Vikings game coming up Sunday in Minnesota. Ravens 4.5-point favorites over a Vikings team that got J.J. McCarthy back and won at Detroit, as they were big underdogs there. Ravens looking to percolate here a little bit because they've got Minnesota. Then they have Cleveland on the road. Then they come back for the Jets the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And I made the bold prediction, because I'm prone to them, usually wrong, that if the Ravens are 5-5 by the Jets game, they're going to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not trusting Pittsburgh. Cincinnati's defense is atrocious. And Cleveland's got two rookie quarterbacks. And even Deshaun Watson coming out of the phone booth like Clark Kent Superman, it's not going to be enough to save their asses down the stretch.
Bob, when you look at it, I mean, you got a rookie quarterback Sunday, then you got a rookie quarterback the following week, you know, and then you've got what, Cincinnati, like you said, no defense. And then when they play the Jets, I mean, you got a team that's looking for 2026.
Yeah, and you know, I'll finally admit I was wrong about Justin Fields. I thought he could play.
Hey.
He can't.
Bob, there's a lot of people.
The results speak for themselves.
Yeah. I mean, he went top top five, didn't he?
He was, like 12th or something like that.
Still.
But he's on his third team.
Yeah.
Is the bottom line. All right, let's get out to the phones. 410-583, probably going to be his fourth team. 410-583-1057. New Orioles manager Rubenstein hinted at possibly spending some more money. We'll get into that as the show progresses. Maryland's getting 1.5 at Rutgers on Saturday. And the Maryland Hoops, they got Georgetown renewing a rivalry on Friday night game. You can hear on the fan. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Happy Wednesday to y'all.
Yeah, man. Hey, real quick before you get to the Ravens, what do you think of this Tank Davis, Jake Paul? Well, it was a debacle from the beginning. Now it's even more.
Well, I will say this. I will say this because after this, I'm not answering no more Jake Paul questions.
Okay.
I'm just not. You know, I'm just not. You know, but at the end of the day, he need to fight a real fighter. You know, the boxing, ever since it got away from the networks and one man starting, you know, to really take over it, you can't grow the game unless you have actual live fights in the UK and the United States. No disrespect to the Saudi, but you can't grow the game that way. You need actual fights, and the networks need to be involved. But we'll get in more into that when I see you in person one of these days.
Sure,
man.
No doubt.
Because I got an ear full. But nevertheless, I'm not certain what fans were expecting. The Ravens was never getting Quinnen Williams. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
You know, they got...
giving up a one or a two. No.
Yeah, and plus you got Nandy's contract on there now. That neck injury, he might retire. But yeah. Today he's not retired. So why take on that money? Don't make sense.
No.
So, you know, you have that. And I think Mr. Dre is going to be an excellent pickup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For what they do. And, you know... Bottom line is you got to take it one game at a time. This is a team that's not 3-5. I mean, not 5-3. It's 3-5. So you got to understand that you still got to take it one game at a time. And also, before I hang up the phone, I'm excited. I looked at a press conference yesterday. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. I had to stop listening to it after a while because Craig's daughter was in my ears so much making noise.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was trying to listen to the press conference. But, you know, it goes to show you I like where it's heading. And as I hang up the phone, Vinny, I definitely got to ask you this as a person that's been in the front office. Shout out to Jerry. Jerry asked them the tough questions, and I don't believe that they appreciate Jerry Coleman for asking that tough question.
About the money?
I appreciate him. Yeah. So do you think, in your prediction, as a front office guy, and Bob, definitely you can jump in on
as
this
a baseball
as well,
guy.
The Orioles guy. Yeah. Like, do you think, I'm not going to say the Orioles going to go out and get Bellinger, going to go out and get Mongo, whatever the case may be. Definitely not in the Kyle Tucker sweepstakes. But, matter of fact, this is a generalized question. I'm going to ask you one big question. The Dodgers, the Michael Lodge has made it known that he wants to be the anti-Dodgers and the anti-Yankees. So how do you, as an owner, get past that philosophy as the person that you trust running day-to-day operations – don't want to spend money. Catch y'all later.
Thank you, Ray.
I think the thing that Rubenstein said that kind of caught my ear was we have deep pockets. We can pay. We want to get good players.
But he also said we're not going to get crazy.
Right.
And you were in Washington when you were the GM there. San Francisco was a different ballgame. You spent a ton of dough.
Oh, we did in San Fran, too.
Yeah, but, you know, you weren't the GM at San Francisco, but in Washington, you spent a ton of money on fancy names, and it didn't pan out. So you spend it doesn't necessarily mean, as Rubenstein said, it's going to ultimately lead to success. You still have to cultivate your young talent. The key to the Orioles is their young players playing like the stars that they played like that got them in the playoffs two years in a row and turned things around in the second half of 2022. That's going to be the ultimate key. Then you supplement it with big contracts, wisely spent contracts, but you're going to have to spend money sooner or later. And as Rubenstein said, and we'll listen, they're willing to do it. But if you expect them to give a $500 million contract to somebody, it's not happening. And if anybody's going to get it, it's going to be number two who plays shortstop for you right now.
If you're going to spend big money, Bob, I totally agree. Spend it on your guys. Because then you're sending a message you know, that you'll take care of your own. Otherwise, if you go pay Joe Blow $400 million and then you don't pay Gunner, what are you telling all these young guys?
We have time for another call. Nolan McGraw says yes. Let's go to Q in Pikesville. Q, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Listen, I was wrong, man. I said we would keep Quinnen, and then like 10, 15 minutes later, he's out of there. But at the end of the day, I'm happy with the moves. Mm-hmm. Darren Mookie was a thief in the night yesterday. The way he robbed the Cowboys and the Colts, I will take that. Now, you talk like the team is still in core. I think the team is still going to be competitive. I think we'll win Sunday. That's all I'm asking for. Next year's draft, I'm not messing with the quarterbacks at all. I don't trust that quarterback class. What I'm going to do is bulk up on my defense. But what I wanted to ask you, Vinny, was what I would do personally if I was Darren, I'm calling Arizona next year. The offseason, I'm calling Arizona and see what they want for Kyler Murray. We don't need Kyler. See, in Arizona, they're asking Kyler to win games. We don't need that. Bring him in. Let him game manage. From what I'm hearing, this year's draft, well, upcoming draft, is going to be heavy defensive mind. I'm restacking my defense, add a safety, linebacker, and another D lineman. Our best corners are Stevens and Brandon Stevens and Brown. What's his name? Brownlee that we got from Tennessee. So add those three pieces, stack up the defense, and then from there we rock and roll. But do you think that Kyler? This is Kyler's last year on the Cardinals. Take it easy, fellas.
Yeah, I mean the
he's getting desperate for a quarterback, isn't he?
The coach came out and said if Kyler was healthy, he wouldn't be starting.
Yeah, Brissett's starting this weekend.
Yeah. The only thing, Bob, I mean, the quarterback's got to be like the hardest worker on the team and, you know, and study and feel. You know, you don't have put in this contract about showing up and, you know, being, you know, hey, I don't know about
this. First of all, he was the first pick in the draft, right?
Yeah.
You want him to be a game manager?
Yeah.
Isn't the first pick of the draft the guy that's supposed to take you above any other shortcomings the team might have?
I like Danny Dimes better and Darnold better than Kyler Murray.
And neither one of those was the first pick of the draft. Q, are you that desperate for a quarterback? Well, you'd take Lamar Jackson in a heartbeat, wouldn't you? You know, the guy who's a running back who plays quarterback. Remember those? Well, we come back. J.J. McCarthy was a first-round pick last year and missed his rookie season. He's only got a couple of starts under his belt. We're going to break down the Vikings on film. Their win against Detroit. What problems they might pose for the Ravens coming up on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner. He'll be joining us 11 o'clock, and we'll talk about that Orioles press conference. Jacob Calvin-Meyer, the Baltimore Sun. Changes afoot in the coaching staff for Albie. As we'll start calling him, Kittredge is back, which is a good start to rebuilding a bullpen that needs a lot of
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Rebuilding.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's film room.
All right, Minnesota Vikings coming off a road win at Detroit, where they were significant underdogs against the Lions, who are one of the best teams in football. But Minnesota went in there as J.J. McCarthy, his first game back after missing 5 weeks, got reacquainted with life in the National Football League, and they won the game, put up some points, too. So, Vinny, let's break down that Minnesota offense.
Yeah, the Minnesota offense, we'll start with their receivers. I mean, they got the best receiver in football with Justin Jefferson, and they're going to try to get him the ball, Bob. They'll line him up in a backfield, you know, and try to get him in the flat and do those types of things. I did not see any deep throws to Jefferson. They threw one to Addison, which was incomplete, but I think they got a penalty on it. But they're going to try to get the ball in Jefferson's hands. I mean, Jefferson had 9 targets. Anybody else, the highest they had was 4. So he's going to try to get the ball in his hands. And like I said, they'll line him up all over the place. They'll put him in the backfield, run him in the flat, run a little Texas route. But they want to get the ball in Jefferson's hands, which to me is smart and makes life a lot easier for, you know, J.J. McCarthy. Addison's a good player, a good receiver too. Naylor made a big catch at the end of the game. So, I mean, they got 3 really good receivers. And I love the tight end too. I love Hockenson. I think Hockenson's a really good player. And then don't forget about Josh Oliver. Josh Oliver, good blocker. We know that. He got paid to be a blocker. And they're going to use 2 tight ends a lot. Don't put them in there a lot, because what they want to do is they want to max protect. They'll put 2 tight ends in there, max protect, and let him try to get the ball down the field a little bit more. Now, with the offensive line, Christian Darrisaw, I think, is a pretty good player. I think he's a very athletic left tackle. He's jersey number 71. He was first-round pick in 21. He'll kind of wear down as the game goes, but he had missed some time. You know, he'd missed a couple games, but he's back now. Reminds me a little bit of Orlando Brown Jr. Like, he kind of got his own whistle. When the place stops, I think he slides his feet real well in pass. So I think beating him in pass will be a challenge. The run stuff, I think he does a decent job. None of them, well, I'll get to the others. Donovan Jackson, the left guard, 74. He was a first round pick this year. I think he's still learning. You could take advantage of Donovan Jackson. I don't think any of the old linemen really come off, you know, and knock you off the ball, slobber knockers. And I think, Bob, that's a big reason why in the rushing, they're averaging 99 yards a game. They're 23rd in rushing. So they don't, they're not maulers or what. They come off, they let the linebackers run free a bunch. Now the center, I think that's one of their weak links. Blake Brandel, number 64. I think he's just okay. Doesn't sustain a lot of blocks. And they struggled now with some stunts and twists inside, too. And then Will Freeze, the right guard, 76. I think he and Brian O'Neill, the right tackle, 75, they do a nice job coming off on their double teams, but they don't combo up. They just double team, let the linebackers run free, which is fine. And all these linemen are 6'6". So the key there, the right tackle is one of the worst pass blockers that they got, O'Neill. So I'm guessing... you know, attacking them. And like this, I think they're going to have a hard time with Jones. I think O'Neal would have a hard time, especially the spin back inside. And even Darrisaw, the spin back inside, I think will cause him some problems. But I think you know, Draymond, I think he's going to have a big first game. And they got to be able to stop the run. I think the linebackers should be good, Bob. I mean, I think they should hang in there pretty good. I think they're going to be able to run free quite a bit. They've got to be able to stop the run. Aaron Jones, I'm kind of with you, Bob. I mean, I don't see the burst and explode. Like, the guy that was great at Green Bay, I don't see
that.
Yeah,
he was really good last year for Minnesota,
yeah,
too.
And then Jordan Mason's okay, too. I mean, they got two decent backs, and they like to throw it to him out of the backfield, too. Jones had two catches for 20. So they're decent. They're decent. But the big thing is going to be is they're going to have to stop the run and make this a one-dimensional game. Now, you know, J.J. McCarthy, I mean, it is what it is. He was 14 to 25. He had some nice runs. He threw a pick. He was sacked five times. Still going to be his fourth game he's ever played, ever started. So, I mean, the Ravens got to take advantage. They've got to take big advantage of that. You're playing a rookie quarterback. Make him look like a rookie quarterback. All right? He made everybody talks about it. He played such a great game. He made a couple really nice plays in the game. Some critical plays in the game he made. Like his rollout to the right where he hit Hockenson for the touchdown. That was a real nice play. But, you know, he fumbled a snap. They had a couple false start penalties. So there was some growing pains there. So he can be taken advantage of, and that's what they got to do is get after. They can't let him get comfortable, Bob. That's a big thing. They got to come after his ass. They got to wear him up. But number one, they got to be able to stop the run, which I think they should be able to do, because I think the guys that they have inside, and especially now with Draymond being able to play, you know, the run and having Hamilton up inside, I think they'll be all right. But they're going to have to tackle well because that ball's coming out quick. So don't give up any yak yards. So is the Vikings offense great? No. I mean, they're ranked 26th overall. 26th in pass, 23rd in rush. You know, so they're not great. And they scored 24 points, but they got two turnovers is what they did. You know, I mean, they got short fields. They got a fumble on a short field, which, you know, made an easy touchdown for them. And the crowd's going to be loud. It's going to be crazy. But they got to take advantage of a rookie quarterback.
And let's not forget, too, you mentioned the offensive line. They've allowed 33 quarterback sacks. McCarthy's played in three games and been sacked, what, 14 times? Something crazy.
Bob, they've had the third most sacks in the league. You know, 33. And Detroit didn't blitz a lot. But then, you know, I think if they get after him, especially early, Bob, I think he'll panic and he'll throw it to him.
It's 88-81-057, the Fan Woman Crush Wednesday. You want to get in? Now you can at 410-583-1057. Ravens 4.5-point favorites at Minnesota. Charles Walker, Baltimore Banner. We'll preview the game with him coming up 11 o'clock. Whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports last night? A lot. And we'll get into that. And historically, a couple of cool things as well. Jacob Calvin Meyer, Baltimore's son, get his impressions on the new Orioles manager and David Rubenstein and Mike Elias building this talent pool as the Orioles go from worst to first in 2026, just like the Blue Jays did this year. And Ravens looking at 5-5 in a big way. Yeah, they're on the road. And Minnesota's not going to be easy. No. Cleveland, historically, a pain in the ass. Especially there, but when they get to the Jets at 5-5, assuming they will be there, I think it's all systems go. Because then you have the Bengals on a short week, granted, and Joe Flacco returning for the second time this year, and their offense, as we have seen, they can put up points, but they keep losing these games. At what point in time does the whole team just kind of, Flacco's not going to quit.
No.
And Jason Higgins aren't going to quit because they're accumulating stats.
No doubt.
Reaching incentives and all this good stuff. But sooner or later, they're going to have to implode, I would assume.
Sooner or later, you know what'll be coming, Bob? The Joe Flacco three-interception game where they lose by 30. That'll eventually
Well, he was
come.
Trying to do that against the Bears.
Yeah.
I mean, he fumbled. He threw two picks. Yeah, one was a Hail Mary. Yeah, the one from Edmonds that should have been a pick six, but they called it down by contact. But to your point, but he's also capable of Howard's in four touchdowns and throw for 400 yards. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But the Ravens now in an advantageous situation after a 1-5 start to possibly take control of the division. And I said it last week, When are they going to be underdogs again?
Yeah.
Even when New England comes in right now, yeah, first fight, they'll be favored in that, assuming Lamar is playing. It's all big qualifier. And then they go to Green Bay. I mean, the Packers just lost at home to Carolina. So now all of a sudden we've gone from, I thought they were toast, don't get in here before we get to the top of the hour, to where now if you're looking at it like, first of all, it's a long season. Can't make absolutes. 1-5 and looking bad and accomplishing that. Even losing three games with Lamar as your quarterback and you're a favorite in every single one of them. But now because the schedule softened, I think getting a 5-5, I said strong no. Now I'm kind of like, if they don't get it, I'm going to be pissed.
I think this will be their toughest game, Bob, for a while, Sunday.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Road matchup, really just the defensive matchup that we talked about to start the show, for sure. Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing for me in reevaluating the team the past few weeks hasn't been Lamar's return. It's been the way the Ravens' defense has played. You know, and all right, talk about level of competition. The Dolphins aren't scaring anybody in that regard, but still, they dominated. You know, they kept him out of the end zone. So I think, is that going to continue? Is that realistic to continue? Probably not. But whereas before this season, we were just saying, oh my God, can you get just an ounce better, just a little smidge better? Where would this team be defensively? They've gotten drastically better. And I think it just opened up a whole new world of possibilities. I don't know if I'd consider them a top tier, like Super Bowl contender still, even with a healthy Lamar. But compared to where we were just a month ago, where everyone was ready to just punt on the season and a couple losses away from talking about draft position, I'd much rather be having this conversation. Even if it all ends up being fake, I'm not willing to just punt on a year of Lamar's window.
And let's go back to the Bears game when Lamar was scratched or didn't play for whatever reason. We all thought the Bears were going to win, and 1-6 was going to be real. I mean, the Bears aren't all that great, but they're competitive, and they've got really good players at certain parts of that football team. But now 5-5, Nolan, that you and I scoffed at, again, they need to get to 5-5, and I'm expecting them to get to 5-5. Now, am I shocked Monday they lose to the Vikings? No. And that then changes the tenor of the season again. But, you know, not to spoil it, I think they're going to win, and they're going to, you know, win their next game. They're going to be 5-5 when the Jets come to town.
Hey, Nolan, I'll say this. This may shock you. I'll say that Miami's offense is better than the Vikings' offense. You know, I mean, Jefferson, you know, Waddle, you know, throw them in. But A-Chain's better than any running back, and Tua's better than McCarthy is right now. You know, so.
I don't know. I mean, Tua's pretty damn bad. I mean, he just gets the ball out fast. We spent the whole last week talking about how he's not that special.
And they were getting chunk plays, too.
Yes, they were getting run chunk plays, too. Yeah.
Whereas McCarthy, to me, like, I'm not crowning him, but to me, he's still an unknown. Like, there's just so much untapped potential there that it's way too soon to make a determination.
Well, he's played four games.
And I do think overall his weapons are way, way better than what Tua has.
I think Jefferson's next level. Mm-hmm. From Waddle. I think Addison's Waddle.
Right.
I think Waddle's better
but
than
Jordan,
Addison.
But Jordan, if there's a line, it's not a.
Yeah. But A-Chain's better than any running back.
Yeah, sure.
Just because of the speed.
But
and
Hockenson's
stuff.
An advantage, a tight end over. Yeah. I mean, Waller when he was there for my. Either way, they're done. And the Ravens win handily. Question is, too, and we'll talk about this with Childs when we come back, Baltimore Banner, Childs Walker. Can the Ravens start winning turnover battles?
Yeah. Well, which, that was a big part.
That was huge. Yeah. Can that become a thing for them as we get back from the super terrific mini buy? So, Childs Walker next. Whip around on 15. Jacob Calvin-Meyer, talk Orioles with him. Andrew Kittredge is back. And then a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw. News from the nest at noon. Buy or sell. We'll count that midweek money. And Jeff Berman from InsideMDSports.com. Talk about Maryland Georgetown coming up Friday. You can hear it on the Fan live from College Park. And Maryland at Rutgers. Terps getting points against the Scarlet Knights. Two teams in pretty much similar situations. Hey, can we get bowl eligible?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.